It's time for a school district update on Castle Country Focus. And joining us here today, we have Principal Stacy Basinger of Wellington Elementary. It's always fun to get you in, Principal. Thank you very much for taking out the time this morning.
Love to come. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's happening right now at Wellington. I know a lot of fun stuff as we get set for fourth quarter already. I mean, that's insane.
Fourth quarter starts today. 45 more school days. I just can't believe I blinked and it's almost over. But good times, busy times. Of course, we're in spring. Kids are super excited. We're finally excited. Kids are getting outside and playing. But we do have some fun things coming up over the next few weeks that I want to make sure our community is aware of. We have been doing a March Madness food drive throughout the month of March, and it's actually going to end this Friday. We've been doing a little competition between the classes in effort to promote helping others in the community, and it's been fantastic to see our families come together and bring in food. So we're opening that up to the community. If anyone wants to drop off some food to the foyer of our school, we'll gladly deliver it for them to the local food bank.
It's fantastic. So it's a way to implement some basketball lingo into collecting food. And,
sure.
And that's what dominates right now.
It's March.
Right.
We're going to go out of March Madness and jump right into our baseball, softball life.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's you guys have had a good turnout so far with it?
So far, yeah. We've been really pleased with the families coming together. A couple other things coming up. Next week, we have our PTA is sponsoring a buy one, get one free book fair. Always a really popular fair because, you know, can't beat buying a book and getting one for free.
Right.
So we'd also like to invite the community. That's not just local to our school. Anyone in the community is welcome to come up and purchase books. We do have the book fair open every day after school for an hour. That's probably the most convenient for community members. But if anyone's interested, they're welcome to call the school and we'll be glad to make arrangements to help them get books. There's all kinds of varieties. Every age group is going to be available for them. So that's a good thing. Also, coming up in the district, we have Kindergarten Roundup. It's the time of year where we're trying to find all of our incoming kindergartners for next year to help them be prepared to start in August. So across the district, the first week of April at all of the various elementary schools, from 9 to 11 each day, there is going to be the district nurses there, the secretaries are there, and we're there prepared with information for them regarding immunizations and what records we need to get them started in school. So I will promote my school. That's Wellington Elementary on April 5th. That's a Wednesday. From 9 to 11, we'd love to find all of our future warriors. If everyone would help spread the word, send them our way.
Kindergarten Roundup already, and I know that we're going to be getting a lot of phone calls to the radio station here relatively soon around that time. Hey, can you give me some information on where to go? So
yeah.
Obviously, just stay tuned to Castle Country Radio and check out our website. We'll have more information on it for you. But Mrs. Basinger's here giving you the rundown on Wellington Elementary. Once again, that's April 5th, correct?
Correct. And they're welcome to check the Carbon School District webpage as well as individual school pages. We've all posted the link for everybody's school. So
great.
Lots of information out there. Also coming up in April, in just a couple weeks, we have a music show. Music is always a very popular thing at Wellington. We have a very strong music program under the direction of Mrs. Wendy Grant. Our kindergarten through second grade, as well as our musical majors, which is our performance choir of fourth and fifth graders, are going to be performing a patriotic show titled Destination America. That's going to be on Thursday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at Carbon High. And it's, again, the community is more than welcome to come. Bring your friends, bring your family. It's less than an hour. Great entertainment. Super cute kids, I promise that. So,
kids and music go hand in hand,
oh,
that's for sure.
Adorable. They're awesome, and they do a great job. Lastly, I'd like to make sure our community is aware that we've been participating in it's called the Road to Success Reading Program. This is a program sponsored by a commission of businesses who, big businesses, Ken Garf, the Zions Bank, Questar, and a myriad of other businesses. They're partnering with schools in an effort to promote reading, obviously, but the end goal is that we get 90% of kids reading at grade level. So they've implemented this program. They sponsor lots of little contests, an online portal where kids can earn little badges and games, and it's really been a good thing for Wellington Elementary. We have a lot of kids that participate in that. We're going to participate in a contest, I guess you can call it, that they're sponsoring. It's called RTS 529, meaning Road to Success 529. It's actually being sponsored by the Utah Educational Savings Plan, and we have to pick a week between in the month of April where we're going to host a readathon, which is not necessarily we're shutting school down to read, but we're going to really promote reading, have the kids log in their extra minutes, and the winning school at the end winning schools. I believe they're taking 10 of them. We'll earn $529 for something fun for the kids. So we're very excited about that. We'd like to end our year with a little fun activity for the kids using the RTS 529 money.
Sure. By the time you get to the end of the year, the kids and the teachers, they both deserve something fun, right?
Yeah, it's all about surviving that last few weeks, and it needs to be full of fun. So that's our plan.
It's easy to check out, I'm sure.
Especially when baseball and softball.
Right.
Summer and everything's just knocking on our door.
Right, right. That's what we do here in the county, right?
I know. I love it. I'm not knocking it at all. I love it. I love baseball and softball.
Mrs. Basinger, I really do appreciate you stopping by today and give us an update on what's happening at Wellington. It's always fun to talk to you.
Thank you. I love coming in.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, just head on over to CastleCountryRadio.com.